Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Blackhawks find themselves up in the true north to start a five-game Western Canada trip that may be crucial to the outcome of their season. The first of two games in 8 days versus the Winnipeg Jets holds a four-point swing and an opportunity to draw within 1 point of the Jets in the standings. Continued road success is now imperative for the Hawks. We're underway here in Winnipeg. Hawks control the puck. Right away, Kujula at the Jet line in the right wing. Tosses one down toward the Jets' net. It's wide. Dave got it back to Kujula. Kubalik in front. He shoots and scores! Dominic Kubalik is back on the score sheet. 15 seconds into the hockey game, it's 1-0 Hawks. And just like the start they got back in mid-December, they strike first inside the first minute. Taves passing to Kane, right wing over the Jet line, cuts into the high slot, fires, that's over the net, up off the glass. Saad got the rebound to Doc to Sealer, left point fires, off the inboards, Kane put it in front, Saad shoots and scores! And it's 2-0 Hawks. Kane, seeing that Hellebuck was down near the left post, saw Saad out of the corner of his eye with his peripheral vision, and hit him with a perfect pass at the top of the crease, and Saad deflects it home, 2-0 Hawks. Niku's got it. Side top of the left circle. Morrissey. Hawks come to full strength. Morrissey fires from the left circle. Blocked by Slater. Cuckoo. Morrissey again. Put it aside. And then a jam shot by Ehlers from the far side. Crawford slid over and made the save with the pads. Early on for the Hawks, that's the save of the game. Kane hit from behind by Boteto into the near glass. Absorbs a check. Back of the play. And then DeBrincat just coughed up the puck top of the near circle. Cop the other way over the Hawk line. Right wing, put it in front, they score. Kyle Connor with a shorthanded goal puts the Jets on the board, trailing 2-1. Across to the right of Hellebuck. Shifley, oh, we're going to get a scrap. It's going to be Sealer and Nathan Beaulieu. This should be good. They square off right at the Jets' blue line.
Bolio's a tough kid, too, but Nick Sealer could throw him.
And they're firing away at one another. Right hands. Sealer with a right. Beaulieu with a right. And Beaulieu's lost his helmet. Sealer hits him with another right and another right. Beaulieu fires a right over the top, hits Sealer in the helmet. Now the grappling ensues, and the linesmen jump in. Neon centered ahead. Lead over the hot line down the right wing. Shoots and scores. Troy just said it. You give him enough chances. This is the fifth Winnipeg power play, and Wheeler has tied the game at two. Roslovic got the puck near the right point. Spins into Morrissey, wide open left point. He fires over the net. Andrew Kopp ran into Corey Crawford in the crease, and the referee's watching it, but nothing called yet. In behind the net now. Roslovic carrying it around, put it in front. Kopp shoots, he scores! And Crawford just broke his stick over the crossbar and had word for Justin St. Pierre, one of the game referees who was in full view of what was going on in the crease. 6:33 left in period number three, and the Jets have taken their first lead of the game on an Andrew Kopp goal. Who's puck behind the net? Handed away by Kubalik, but the Jets get it. Hawks net is empty. Line A center ice, a long shot, he scores. An empty net goal for Patrick Laine makes the score 4-2 in favor of the Jets, with 1:23 now left in the third. Keith left point down to DeBrincat again along the left wing board. Tried to spin back to the point, taken away by the Jets. Connor's going to give an easy short or empty net goal, rolls into the Hawk zone, shoots and scores. It's now 5-2 for the Winnipeg Jets. Five straight goals by the Jets. They'll win this hockey game with 19 seconds left. That's the icing on the cake. Zader Cuckoo has the puck behind the Hawk net now with 7. He'll pass it over on the left wing side. Gustafson sent a pass ahead. Zach Smith up the left wing at center ice, who shot it across for Highmore. And there's the horn. The Jets win 5-2. The Hawks had a 2-0 lead in this game, and then saw the Jets come back and score five straight, including two empty netters, a power play goal, and a shorthanded goal. Winnipeg wins the game tonight, 5-2, the final score. The Jets now 29-23-5. Most importantly, they now have a five-point lead on the Blackhawks in the standings. And these two teams will finish this season series next Sunday right back here.